so nice to be able to take little breaks like this. Don't really have much time to spare for them, but they're so worth it. It's nice being able to relax in a cute little cafe, enjoy a nice little treat and a coffee, get a little freedom from the hustle and bustle of the office. Just what a busy woman like me needs. Not to mention, there's that cute waiter boy who works here. I've only talked to him a few times, but he's so sweet. Hopefully I'll stick around for longer this time since I'm sitting at the counter. Forget his name, but I think he's in today. Oh, there he is. I knew he worked Fridays. Hi, excuse me. Over here. I'm ready to order. Hi there. Yes, I'll have an iced latte with almond milk and a chocolate eclair, please. Great, thank you. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I've seen you before, haven't I? You took my order last week, if I remember correctly. Oh, so you do recognize me. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yes, I'm the lady who's always dressed like a politician. I always have the same drink order. Different pastry every time, though. But always chocolate. Oh, no. I'm not actually a politician, I just dress like one. Businesswoman. My company is actually the building across the street. Yeah, the one with the lobby that looks like a luxury hotel. Oh, well, I'm glad you know it's not just rude to ask men their salaries, but yes, pays quite nicely, I have to say. Oh, don't say that. Being a barista is a wonderful job. The world couldn't run if everyone had the same job as mine. Everyone makes the world a better place in their own way. Still, I have to say, you seem like an intelligent young man. Why are you working here? Struggling to find people who appreciate your work? I almost feel bad that I can't relate. I know art is a much different occupational climate than business. I guess the old starving artist trope is truer than I realized. If you'd allow me, I'd love to see your work sometime. I may work in business, but I recognize the importance of art more than most in my field. I actually dabbled a little in it in college. Obviously, I ended up taking a different direction in life, but I haven't forgotten what I learned. What am I offering? Well, nothing right now. Just making a friendly suggestion is all. I am very well off, sweetie. And I'd love to help a person in need. Trust me. I could take care of you. Well, you'd never have a worry in the world. You could finally relax and focus on your art. What's in it for me? What, can't a woman do something out of the kindness of her heart? What, can I not just because I'm wealthy? Fine. I just think you're cute is all. Is that so wrong? You know, older women like me, a especially busy ones. We don't get that many opportunities to relieve our frustrations, if you know what I mean. Men our age can't keep up with us enough to keep us satisfied. One of nature's cruel little jokes. Just as a woman's sex drive is getting as high as it'll ever be, men around us suddenly, oh, their libido starts dropping, as well as their ability to perform. What we all really need is a young, handsome stud. Like yourself. Look, sweetie. I'm offering you anything you could ever want. A blank check with your name on it. And all I want in return is a little companionship for this poor, lonely lady. This really is a golden opportunity, if you ask me. Just think about it. You don't need to give me an answer today. Just keep in touch with me, okay, sweetie? As a matter of fact, here. Take this napkin and write my number on it for you. Give me a call if you decide. Just know the line might be a little crowded. There might be a short wait. Think about it. In the meantime, I'll keep coming back here every week. Not to sway your decision or anything, of course, no. But if that does happen, just know it wasn't intentional on my part. Good. I hope you'll use that cute little head of yours and make the right choice for yourself. I'll be waiting. Goodness. I'm sorry. I think I've stalled you for a bit too long. Better close your jaw and get back to work. Oh yeah, it does seem to have fallen on the floor. Remember, almond milk. Don't mix it up. I can tell the difference. Good boy. Run along now. Well, hello there. Is this just a coincidence, or were you waiting for me to show up? If I remember correctly, this is the exact same seat I was in last week. Funny. All right. I'll cut to the chase. What's your decision? Are you gonna be my sugar baby or not? Oh, you will? Well, as if there was any doubt. I knew you were a smart boy. You know a good opportunity when you see one. A good woman when you see one. Isn't that right? Oh, don't be coy, sweetie. This isn't just about the money, is it? I mean, I know I may be older, old enough to be your mother, really. But I still have my looks, don't I? And isn't there an irresistible charm about women who are more mature, experienced? I can tell you firsthand that they can bring a lot to the table that younger ladies can't, but it seems like you know that already, don't you?
Oh.
So embarrassed. I'm good, right? You know, business is just an extension of having a deep understanding of how people think and behave. And, well, right now, I can read you like an open book. Your shift is about to end, isn't it? Perfect. How about I take you back to my place to unwind? You should really get to know the place sooner rather than later anyway, since you'll be spending lots of time there from now on. All right, then. Come with me, sweetie. We can chat some more in the car. Jeez, at least let me get my keys out so we can get in. Come on. The bedroom's this way. Right here. Here we are. It is nice, isn't it? How about we warm up with a little drink? I always keep a bottle of wine next to the bed. You know, just in case I get the urge. Here you are. And one for me, of course. Now, how about a toast? To our little arrangement. And to its future benefits for the both of us. Thanks. I'm good at these things. We always cap off a successful deal closing at the company with a good drink. And this is no exception, is it? Just a different sort of deal, but a success nonetheless. Cheers. Delicious. Oh, wine always gets me going, you know. Usually, I'm stuck having to relieve myself with the vibrator in my nightstand drawer, but... well, today I've got a new toy to play with, haven't I? On your knees, boy. You're gonna use that pretty mouth of yours to pleasure me. And if you do a good job, well, I might just have a special reward in store for you. I'm just gonna sit down here on the bed and take these pants off. Feels so good to get naked after a long day at work. Why don't you try for yourself? You heard me. Go on. Take your clothes off. That's a good boy. Strip for me. I'm gonna have so much fun with that body tonight. But as I said, none of that can happen until you prove that you can please me. So, get to work. This pussy isn't gonna eat itself. Oh, fuck. You just went right in for it, didn't you? Naughty boy. You were just dying to get a taste of my pussy, weren't you? Yeah, I can tell. You're moaning just from the taste. Isn't it delicious? Pussy is like wine, honey. It gets better with age. Yes. Oh, God. This is what I deserve for all the hard work I do. Oh, I'd be pampered. Just getting to relax in bed with a glass of delectable wine. While that cute, sexy boy toy gives me the most mind-numbing oral I've ever gotten. God, I must be the luckiest woman on earth. Oh my. You touching yourself down there? What a horny little boy you are. Getting all hard and throbbing just from licking my pussy. That's okay, baby. You deserve that pleasure. Because of how good you're making me feel right now. Your face. Looks even cuter making all those lewd expressions. While your mouth is buried in my pussy, your pretty eyes looking up at me, your lashes fluttering from the pleasure. God, I just want to eat you up. You drive me absolutely wild, baby. I just want to ravage you all night long. I think you've more than proven yourself to me, but there's still one last thing I need you to do for me. You're gonna take my cum and swallow it like a good boy. Understand, baby? Yeah? You will? You submissive little thing. I'm glad you know how to obey a lady. Fuck, I'm close. Your magical mouth. Fuck. Feels so fucking good. You're gonna make me cum all over this handsome face, baby. Fuck. Shit. Shit. Fuck, I'm coming. Good boy. Sorry. Made a little bit of a mess with that cute face of yours. But not too much. You swallowed quite a bit, didn't you? Just like you were told. What a good submissive you are. Well, since you have completed your first task as my boy toy with such flying colors. I guess it's time for you to hold me up to my end of the deal. I said I'd reward you, so that's what you'll get. Name your price. You heard me. Whatever you want. We can go shopping for some new clothes, have dinner at the most expensive restaurant in the city, go for a ride in one of my luxury cars. The sky's the limit, baby. Your wish is my command today.
Really? That's what you want.
You want to fuck me? Well, I won't say I was hoping you'd say that. But I'm flattered that that's your choice out of such illustrious options. But on the other hand, I knew you'd need to take care of that big, aching hard-on eventually. Very well, then. You wanna fuck? Let's fuck. Get over here on the bed and spread your legs for me. That's it. Good boy. Show me that handsome cock of yours. My, my. Well, I know I've already said it, but it bears repeating. What a sexy little thing you are. You're hot. Naked body spread out on these soft, silky sheets for me. Just begging to be ravaged. Like a perfect image of artistic sexuality. Are you ready, baby? Good. Now you just lay back and enjoy yourself while I take a nice little seat on this cock. I knew a little 20-something like you would be different, but this cock of yours is just heavenly. That's gonna be so much fun to break you in. I don't think I'm gonna be able to keep myself off this thing from now on. We'll have to spend all our time here, in this bedroom, fucking like rabbits until we feel like passing out. Your hands look lonely, baby. Come on. Put them on my breasts. Give them a nice massage for me. Just like that. Just like that. I'm so fucking sensitive there. You look so cute getting pounded from above like this. Such an adorable boy toy. And the those moans of yours. God, they're so precious. They just make me want to fuck you harder. Yes, there you go. Keep making those filthy noises for me, and I'll make sure that you get fucked nice and good by your sugar mama's pussy. So happy I found you, you know? Every night I fall asleep in this bed wishing I had a gorgeous boy like you to play with until I'm bored. And now that I have you here in front of me looking like the sexiest fucking thing I've ever seen, I'm gonna fuck you so fucking much. You're gonna be the best little toy I could ever ask for, won't you? Won't you be? Yes. That's a good boy. Come on now. I feel you. Twitching inside me. I can hear your moans getting more and more desperate with every thrust. I can feel how much you get off on this. And how much control I take. In the way that I treat you like a toy. Riding this cock like it's a dildo. You get off on that, don't you? Dirty little thing. Even hearing me say it makes you moan even louder. This is why you asked me to fuck you. For all of those other things you could have asked for, isn't it? You want someone to really use you. You want an older woman to take control of you. So don't hold back then. I want you to come inside me. Fill this older lady pussy with that fertile young seed of yours. I want to feel it spurting out, all thick and warm. Will you do that for me, baby? Will you be a good boy and come for me? Come on and do it then. Let it all out. Come be your sugar mommy. Give her what she wants. Empty those balls. Surrender yourself to me. And come. Sex I've ever had. You did so well for me, baby. Come here. Well, now you've really gone above and beyond for me, haven't you? The offer still stands, by the way. I'm a woman of my word. Anything you want. Just name it. Although, maybe I should take a shower first or something. Care to join me? Oh? You sure know how to make a woman happy. Well, come on then. There's more than enough room for two.